Ethan, a bit of a disappointing afternoon for the Bradford Bulls. It's a second consecutive defeat.
Yeah, but it's not all negative, in my opinion. I feel like it was a massive improvement from last Friday against Sheffield. We matched them, which is exactly what we wanted. John put a big marker down for the middles to open the game in comparison to Sheffield, and I feel like we did that. They matched them, and I feel like we were on top for the majority of the game, and we had an opportunity to put the game to bed, and we didn't do it. And you never come out off a team like York. They're always sticking around, they're always getting there, and they give the full 80-minute performance, and it just proved too much for us today.
Was it fair to say then that the wrong options were taken at the right time? Because there were a couple of periods in the game where you had the ball deep inside the York half, and you've come up with sort of fundamental errors at the wrong time.
Yeah, I mean, in the first half, I think we just didn't really complete in good ball in their half. I think whenever we got up there, we didn't threaten them anyway. And I think that's why we're coming at half time behind. But massively improved in the second half. We threw some shape at them, and it troubled them. We played better, but like you say, back end of second half, just to concede a couple of sloppy tries, it's almost gutting, because you've worked so hard throughout the game, and it's just for them to win it like that, it's just quite annoying, really. I mean, if they'd have thrown some marvellous shape at us and put it out wide and dived in at corner or something just really spectacular to win it, and sometimes you just got to say fair play, but it won, and we could have stopped it. So that's why it's quite annoying. It's quite a difficult one to take. I mean, it was a good game, a good one for a neutral or like the spectators, but it was just gutting not to win.
You mentioned that hard work. You overcome a 12-point deficit, and you were leading in the 55th minute, 14 points to 12. Is it just a bit of disappointment that you could kick on and get that fourth try?
I mean, that's the point. I mean, there were a point where we could have put the game to bed, and if we'd have just kept on doing what we were doing, it'd have been easy. But I think that's where we're struggling, just sort of trying to see a game out. Sheffield last week, obviously I got a man sent off and we just couldn't shut out the game. Same again today, we were massively on top, and in my opinion, and we just couldn't see it out. And it's just when you're on the pitch and it's happening in front of you, it's just really annoying to see, because you know everyone's worked so hard, and just for that slight moment where something just shuts off, it can cost you a game.
Do you think leadership's a problem?
No, I don't think it's leadership, because I think we get led around the park great by Stephen and Minna. I just feel like it's just the moment that we switch off. Like I say, I couldn't fault the players at all. They all did really, really well, especially the middles. They were miles, miles better. And like I said, John challenged them, and they obviously give their answer, and they said, look, we're here, and we're not here to lie down. And they did really well, but it's just them little bits of concentration, and I feel like we just need to touch up, and I feel like we'll be there or thereabouts.
And if you're not scoring the crossfield kicks, Ethan, you're doing the superhuman acrobatic dive in the corner.
Yeah, it was good to get a couple more today. I've traded them all. I've traded them all for the win, because I feel like that's more important. But yeah, it is always nice to get over, and it was some good shape by the team to sort of put me in them positions. The ball seemed to flow a lot more smoothly today through Chidd and Jordan, and miles better than last week. And that's all we can do. We can just keep improving, and hopefully next week we'll get there.
How much of a step up is it going to be next week against Toulouse, who've won again this afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, it will be a step up. We know, obviously, previously from playing them, what Toulouse have got and what they can throw at us. You're never going to get an easy game in the Championship, and that's the beauty of it now. It's not like last year where one week you could turn up and sort of put a lot of like points on teams. It's, you know, you're going to be in a game, and you know you've got to like we didn't do today. You know you've got to compete for the full 80 minutes. If you don't do that, you're going to get beat. So I think that's what we need to work on in training, just making that performance a full 80, and I feel like we could get there next week.